You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name's Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Annabelle Wachtel from School of Rock on Broadway and the Broadway National Tour of Annie is here. Parker Weathersby from the Les Mis Broadway National Tour is here. And we are going on with the show with the talented Abby Billy, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Thank you so much for joining us today. This has been a really great week. I did a live interview with Theater Mania to talk about The Perfect Fit, the musical, which was really, really fun. I also found out that our concept EP made it to 9 on Amazon Music and number 16 on iTunes, which is crazy. We have some really fun things planned for the show in the coming months, so definitely follow the show on Instagram at The Perfect Fit Musical for some more updates. Speaking of updates, the world is still a bit chaotic, even though things are starting to open up. Yeah, scientists recently announced that they accidentally created a hybrid of two fish that shared an ancestor in the Jurassic period. I have a bit of advice for them. Stop! Like, seriously, please, stop! Unless the hybrid idea was for a coronavirus treatment or cure, can we just take a moment to not experiment with some new, potentially dangerous outbreak-causing things? They literally had sequels to the sequels of Jurassic Park, and none of them ever ended well! There have already been some interesting hybrids making it into supermarkets. In a victory for onion lovers and Shrek, there's a new onion-flavored Chex cereal. Because nothing says I'm ready to go to work than fresh onion breath in the morning. You can wave that new job opportunity goodbye. Speaking of waving, I had just finished my run in Forbidden Broadway The Next Generation, where I got to play a parody of Dear Evan Hansen called Dear Evan Has Been. Sort of a play on how Evan Hansen kept getting cast younger and younger. Maybe by the time Broadway reopens, I'll be the right age for him. Here's Waving Through a Window from Dear Evan Hansen. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned.
people pass, waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving? When you're falling in a forest, there's nobody around. Do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? It's like I never made a sound. Will I ever make a sound? On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? 'Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, weaving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass, weaving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? Is anybody waving? Waving, waving, whoa, whoa.
Playing Evan is an absolute dream role of mine. I had an incredible time playing a heightened and even quirkier take on the character in Forbidden Broadway: The Next Generation. Here's a true and unfortunate fact. I've actually never seen Dear Evan Hansen. When it first came out, I was too young to see it. When I was old enough, I was working, and every time I was supposed to go, something happened. As soon as Broadway reopened, it will definitely be one of the first shows that I see. Oh, and if you never made it to see my take on the quirkier, more annoying, cocky, and younger persona of Evan Hansen, Evan has been, stay tuned for more information coming soon about the Forbidden Broadway: The Next Generation cast recording. Speaking of cast recordings, you may have heard me talk about The Perfect Fit, the musical's cast recording. I mean, just a little. Well, for those of you who have been listening to it, thank you so much. For those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, make sure to check it out at perfectfitmusical.com/music. My first guest made her Broadway debut in School of Rock, but toured the country before that as Molly on the Broadway National Tour of Annie. I'm so happy to welcome Annabelle Wachtel to The Early Night Show.
Hi, Annabelle.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on as a guest.
I'm so happy to be here.
How have you been doing with quarantine?
I've been doing okay. I've been going with the flow. I've been going to many singing classes, dancing classes, auditions, whenever they come up. And I've been also doing a lot of arts and crafts project. I've been painting jeans, painting garbage cans, painting literally everything in the house. As everyone else's school, my school actually closed and went online due to the coronavirus. And the last day at school was the day that my entire middle school got to perform Willy Wonka, where I was actually Willy Wonka, and that was really fun. And I feel like that was really, really lucky because I was able to spend my last day at school with all my middle school friends, with their family, their friends, with my family, my friends. And it was just a good time to be all together, and I miss that.
I miss that too. I miss theater and performing so much. But how have you been staying connected to theater and performing during this quarantine time?
So I've been listening to a lot of YouTube videos made by different Broadway producers, different Broadway casting directors, and different Broadway directors, and they've all been really helpful and really interesting, actually. And I've also been listening to Broadway songs, as always, you know, that hasn't really changed. So that's fun. And then also, my mom and I, during the past few months, we've been creating a website where you, everyone, can listen to my songs, which are Broadway songs, pop songs, and Disney songs, and other fun things. And my website is called AnnabelleWachtel.com. So, you know, go check that out.
Are there any shows that you cannot wait to see when Broadway reopens?
I really, really want to see Book of Mormon because it seems really funny. And I really love the music. I listen to the soundtrack all the time. And I really want to see Mean Girls because I feel like everyone else has seen it. And it seems really good too.
I really, really recommend Mean Girls. It's so good. It's just very funny, very lighthearted. Yeah. Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you choose that song?
I'd like to sing Caught in the Storm from Smash, and I chose that song because it shows, like, how strong a person can be, and it shows that they can be strong even in, like, one of the worst circumstances, and it's also a very pretty tune, and Smash is about, basically creating a Broadway show. So that's fun.
I haven't actually seen the show Smash, but I love the music. Do you have a favorite song from the show?
Well, it would probably be Caught in the Storm since I'm most familiar with it. But I used to watch it a lot when I was younger, so I really like all of them.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go.
Chase you, I pretend I know how to replace you. Still, we get tangled up somehow. Hear it thunder, and I wonder how long can I hang on? I'm caught in the storm, I'm caught in the rain. Caught in the rush that hides his bay. I'm ready to drown, but it's coming down. But I feel so alive. Just let me go, just walk away. If you love someone, you never let them stay. I'm caught in the storm. On the barrier closing, you arrive at the door standing frozen. You say you thought you'd find me here. Tell me how I begin to forget you when you keep coming back and I let you love me until. Caught in the rush that hides his pain. If you love someone, you find a way to stay. I'm caught in the storm.
Thank you so much, Annabelle. My next guest toured the country ruling the barricade as Gavroche in the Broadway National Tour of Les Mis. I'm so happy to welcome Parker Weathersby to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Parker.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
It was so amazing to watch you a few weeks ago on the Sunshine Concert.
Thank you. It was awesome watching you, too.
Well, thank you. How else have you been staying busy since everything is paused?
Well, in the beginning, I was still in school, so I was still busy. But now that school is out, I've been just hanging out, playing with my sister. But I still continue singing lessons and acting class, but this time on Zoom.
Me too. I've been in online school for the past couple of years, so it was kind of weird because my school system also changed a little bit, though it's always been online. Mm-hmm. But I really like having all my dance classes online, everything like that, because it's more accessible to people who are not able to actually be in the classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that you were on the Les Mis National Tour, which is one of my absolute favorite shows. Did you have a favorite song in the show?
Yes, my favorite song is Bring 'Em Home or The Confrontation. I love both of them.
I love those songs. How long were you on tour with Les Mis?
I was on tour with Les Mis for 9 months.
Did you have a favorite tour stop?
Oh, that's a hard one. I think I have three. Well, I really loved California, Boston, and Chicago.
Oh, I love those places. I only went to San Francisco on my tour of those three places, but it was really, really nice and really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
When Broadway is unpaused and the magic of Corona is no more, is there a show that you can't wait to see?
Oh, well, I really want to see You and Trevor.
Oh, thank you. We were actually in rehearsal for it, but then Corona happened and we are no longer in rehearsal.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. Do you have any dream parts either now or as an adult?
Oh, I would really love to be in Harry Potter, The Cursed Child. And I would also, when I'm grown up, I would like to be Hamilton and Dear Evan Hansen, or Evan Hansen.
Oh, yeah. I love those shows. I actually was here's a funny little story about Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. I was going to see it for my birthday 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and I had an audition right across the street from it, so I was not able to see it.
Oh, no.
It was like taunting me. I'm like, I'll be back, theater. A couple of weeks ago, right before the quarantine happened, I finally got to see one of my good friends, Grace DiNicci's, on Broadway in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. It's absolutely one of my favorite plays.
Yes, I read the book and it sounds really good.
It's really, really good. What song will you be singing for us today and why did you choose that song?
The song that I will be singing today is Come Home by One Republic. I chose this song because I thought it reminded me of everything that's going on right now, especially with all the first responders and everyone who has the virus, because they can't really see their family as much.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go.
So many
was wonderful, Parker. Like most of us, students from around the country were in shows rehearsing and had to stop because of the coronavirus. Today, I'm so excited to bring on another amazing singer and actor to go.
On with the show!
I'm so happy to welcome Aubie Billy to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Aubie!
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
No, thank you so much for having me.
How have you been impacted by the COVID pause?
Oh my goodness, I've been impacted in many ways. I live on a reservation and I'm Native American, so it's really crazy around here. During the quarantine, I actually got a lot of animals. I took care of 14 chickens, 2 ducks, 2 pigs, and then I got another baby for a dog.
Oh my gosh. That sounds amazing. What type of dog?
It's a little like dapple dachshund, so it has like little spots all over it. It's so cute.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so cute. Although theater is unfortunately paused, how have you continued to go on with the show despite the cancellation of live performances?
Well, I actually go in West Palm Beach. I have a school there called the King's Academy, and my director is so great about this whole thing. So he's been giving us voice lessons and giving us opportunities to talk with like different people that have been in the Broadway industry or have been on Broadway, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's really great that we have like such great connections with my school. And also just building myself and building my vocal range and having time to actually work on my weaknesses. And yeah, it's been really great. It's been really great to like have that time to yourself.
Right, COVID has allowed all of us to strengthen our skills and grow more as performers. But I still really miss theater. But when live theater resumes, is there a show that you can't wait to see?
Oh my goodness, Hadestown. Eva Nabilizada, queen.
She's amazing. I still haven't seen it yet.
I haven't either, so I'm really excited for when it opens back up.
It looks so good.
It looks amazing. It really looks amazing.
Is there a performer that has inspired you to sing?
Well, I consider my father a performer because whenever he was younger, he used to sing a lot, and he like actually came out with like albums and stuff. So it's pretty cool that like, yeah, it's really funny. But he's like not really well known, but he like a bunch of the people throughout our tribe know him. So it's really great to have that kind of influence on my life, because if it wasn't for my father, I truly wouldn't be a performer today.
That's so incredible. Is there a part that you would love to play one day?
Oh my goodness. Wow. I would say leading player in Pippin. She's like so sassy and so rambunctious. I love her. I love her.
You would be incredible as her.
Thank you.
Like, you have an amazing voice.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you select the song?
The song that I picked today is Colors of the Wind from Pocahontas. And I selected this song because I feel like there isn't a lot of representation for Native Americans throughout the media and in musical theater. So I just really want to sing this song to like show a part of me through it.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you sing the song. You're gonna sound amazing.
Thank you.
People who look and think.
That was wonderful. Thanks again to Abby Billy and our other special guests, Annabelle Wachtel and Parker Weathersby. If you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and make it a chance to go on with the show. Also, please check out my TikTok @JoshPaterchin and look for some of my piano videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh and make it featured on the Early Night Show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work, and if it helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos of our episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, @JoshPaterchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask!
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.